just sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among thy troops are the victors, and place me in thy party, for thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among thy friends, for thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Eid Mubarak, everyone. Congratulations to all of you. At the first point of this program, today's a special from IRIB English Radio on the Feast of Fitr. Today is Eid al-Fitr, so we offer our congratulations to every Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Eid Mubarak. Today is Monday, 1st of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations on Eid al-Fitr.
Eid is here, yes I can feel all the joy and happiness throughout the year. Allah's blessings on everyone, pleasing all the daughters, pleasing all the sons. Eid is here, so make dua, a chance for all to celebrate.
Eid is the day of special attention of Allah to His servants, recalling them to His presence, and the day of loving Him. Eid is the day of activeness, happiness, and granting of servants' requests. This day is the day of awarding and writing secure chit from hellfire for servants. Further, it is the time one may gather things that benefit him in the hereafter. Eid is a day which Allah showers His servants with His blessings and generosity. So at this time that the merciful Allah extended His generosity, how great it would be for pious people and sinners to confess their defects and faults and hope for receiving His grants. Surely they won't be disposed from Allah's grace. Now how beautiful it would be to call our Lord this way. O Allah, we repent to you in our day of fast breaking from every misdeed we did, ill work we sent ahead, or evil thought we secretly conceived, and unanswering repentance rid of doubt and wavering. Eid Mubarak to all of you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about this issue of Eid al-Fitr and the philosophy of Eid. Eid al-Fitr, often referred to as the festival of breaking the fast, is one of the most significant Islamic holidays celebrated by Muslims worldwide. It marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan, the holy month of fasting, and is a time of joy, gratitude, and communal unity. The philosophy behind Eid al-Fitr encompasses spiritual, social, and ethical dimensions, reflecting the core value of Islam. Eid al-Fitr is a celebration of spiritual renewal and gratitude. After a month of fasting, prayer, and self-discipline, during the holy month of Ramadan, Muslims express their thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the strength and guidance to complete this sacred obligation. The festival symbolizes the purification of the soul, the forgiveness of sins, and the renewal of one's commitment to faith and righteousness. Eid is a time to acknowledge Allah's blessings and mercy. Muslims thank Him for the opportunity to fast, reflect, to grow spiritually during Ramadan. Completing the fast is seen as a spiritual victory, a testament to one's dedication and self-control. Eid al-Fitr fosters a sense of community and togetherness. It is a time for Muslims to come together, strengthen bonds, and celebrate their shared faith. The day begins with a special congregational prayer, Salatul Eid, which is performed in mosques or open spaces. This prayer symbolizes unity and equality, and as people from all walks of life stand shoulder to shoulder. Eid is a time for visiting family and friends, exchanging gifts, and sharing meals. It reinforces familial and social ties. Muslims are encouraged to invite neighbors, colleagues, and even non-Muslims to join in the celebrations, promoting harmony and understanding. One of the key aspects of Eid al-Fitr is the emphasis on charity and helping those in need. Before the Eid prayer, Muslims are required to give Zakat al-Fitrah, a form of charity intended to purify those who fast from any indecent acts or speech and to help the poor and needy. This obligatory charity ensures that even the less fortunate can partake in the joy of Eid. It is typically given in the form of food or money and must be distributed before the Eid prayer. Eid encourages Muslims to extend kindness and generosity to others, embodying the spirit of compassion and social responsibility.
On the day of Eid al-Fitr, Imam Ali delivered a sermon in which he said, "O people, verily this day of yours is the day when the righteous are rewarded and the wretched are losers. It's a day which is similar to the one on which you shall be standing before your Lord. Therefore, when you come out of your homes to go to places of your prayer, remind yourselves about the day when you shall come out of your bodies to go to your Lord. When you stand on places of your prayers, remind yourselves of your standing in the presence of your Lord. And when you return to your homes after prayer, remind yourselves about your returning to your homes in paradise. O servants of Allah, verily, the minimum reward for those men and women who fasted during the month of Ramadan is an angel who calls out to them, saying, O servants of Allah, rejoice the glad tidings that all your previous sins have been forgiven." Dear brother and sister, today is Eid al-Fitr. Congratulations to you and Eid Mubarak. Eid al-Fitr marks the end of the month of Ramadan. We say farewell to the blessed month, its beautiful days and its fragrant nights. In the previous nights, we prayed, offered charity, and attended lectures. What will happen now? Have you fulfilled the requirements of taqwa and graduated from this school with the diploma of the God-fearing? Eid must not just mark the end of Ramadan. Rather, it should be a new beginning where we emulate our character and Islamic values, which we have focused upon for the past 30 days. We are like a child out of the womb, pure and innocent. Eid is the day of victory as we have succeeded in subduing our desires and purifying ourselves. Let's not wash away our good deeds and revert to our merry old ways. Let the masjid still overflow with worshippers. Let the Quran be the most essential part of our lives. Our condition should be better than before this Ramadan.
Kindness in our hearts, when all the fun starts, exhilaration. Smiles everywhere, delight in the air, jollification.
Of course, and that's where we see the norm in the Muslim societies, that, you know, whether as a family, or with a circle of relatives and friends, or sometimes even collectively, you know, we have this celebration with something sweet or even full meal at the end. So there's nothing, you know, negative about it. This is part of life, and Islam also accepts that in that way. Actually, there was a person by the name of Suwaid bin Ghafla. One day he came to visit Amir al-Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. the day of Eid, and he saw that, you know, there is wheat bread there, and also, and there was a tray which had some what we call firni. You know, it's kind of a sweet dish. And, you know, he looked at Amir al-Mu'mineen and says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Yawm Eid wa Khatifa. You know, it's a day of Eid and Firni. And this is where Imam says, Innama hadha Eidun man ghufira lahu. You know, it is a right, actually, to celebrate, even with sweet dish, for somebody who has been forgiven. So in a way, he links that celebration is fine, it is okay, but make sure, you know, you are worthy of that Eid on Eid al-Fitr. And that only happens if we have, you know, observe at least most of the rites of fasting, you know, because there are people who only are Muslims on the day of Eid. They don't fast at all. And this is where we have to realize that, yes, it is a celebration, but we have to make ourselves worthy for that celebration.
Eid Mubarak to all of you, and have a very, very nice day.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives. How is it possible? By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودين.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش، با آداب که شیبه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones. But it's not enough.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن. دوری از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran. Quran.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam wa rahmatullah to you all, my dear listeners. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Eid al-Fitr Mubarak for those who, you know, are in countries where the Eid is declared and they are having their first day of this Eid. So, on this joyous occasion, I extend my heartfelt felicitations to all of you, those who are experiencing the first day of Eid in their country. May this day be filled with blessings, joy, and a renewed sense of purpose in your lives. Today, let us delve into the spiritual essence of Eid through the wisdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Baqir alayhi salam. So, Imam Ali alayhi salam so beautifully encapsulates the essence of Eid when he says, "It is only Eid for the one whose fasting is accepted by Allah and whose night prayers are appreciated." This profound statement teaches us that Eid is not just about external festivities, but a celebration of spiritual achievements. It's a moment to ask ourselves, have we truly offered our best during Ramadan? Have we cleansed our hearts and strengthened our faith? So pause to reflect. Before diving into the celebrations, take a moment to sincerely pray and thank Allah for the opportunity to worship during the month of Ramadan. And, you know, take my advice, pray, inshallah, to have a better month of Ramadan and reach the next month of Ramadan, inshallah, in the coming year, from now even. And continue your journey. Let the discipline and spirituality of Ramadan guide your actions throughout the year. Imam Baqir alayhi salam also provides a beautiful perspective on the rewards of this day. When the first day of Shawwal arrives, you know, Shawwal is the next month after Ramadan. When the first day of Shawwal arrives, a caller announces, "O believers, hasten towards your rewards." Eid is a day when Allah bestows His gifts upon those who have strived sincerely in His path in the, you know, the ended month of Ramadan. These rewards are not just material, but include spiritual tranquility, forgiveness, and divine mercy. So inshallah, Allah would have His mercy upon you throughout your life. Begin your Eid with heartfelt du'as and prayers, thanking Allah for His blessings and mercy. Share your celebrations with family, friends, and those in need. A small act of kindness can multiply the joy of Eid for everyone. So inshallah, I hope you the best on this day. If it's Eid for you, it is, you know, Eid Mubarak to you. And happy Eid al-Fitr. And if it's the night, you know, the first in this tonight is the night of Eid for you. Inshallah, have a good night and have a good day tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
Let's recite the Quran.
وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا.
القرآن نور وبيان. القرآن هدي الإيمان. القرآن مسك الختام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل فرجه.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools. I'm really glad having brothers Masoom here with me, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah with me today in this session. Salam, dear Masoom, how are you?
Alaikum salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hussein, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how is Hassan doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everybody is fine and ready to get started. Inshallah, today we will be practicing two verses, two ayatain from Surah Hud on page 220.
Six.
Top of the page, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, brothers and sisters, Surah Hud, page 226, top of the page, ayah 38 and 39. Let's get it started. First and foremost, let's listen to a beautiful recitation of these two verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب.
Nice recitation, mashallah. I really, really love the recitation of Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husri. A beautiful voice, a very heart-touching voice. I really recommend our brothers and sisters, those who are intending to learn the fluency, to be fluent, actually, in reading of the Quran, start with Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husri. Okay? Because he reads every single ayah, clearly, very slowly, like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa yasna'ul fulka wa kullama marra 'alayhi. Like this. Word by word, beautifully he reads. Then he has different levels of fluency. This is actually broadcasting level, with tajweed, mujawwad, this one, okay? But we have Husari Muallim. That one is recommended for the beginners. Which one? Muallim. Husari Muallim. He recites this way. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ Like this word by word, clearly he reads every word. That's really recommended. Then, when you did this one, okay, go to Husari Broadcast or Murattal. Murattal one, okay? After you did that, if you are in Tajweed level, you can go with Mujawwad one, this one, okay? Then, after that, yes, when you got flowing a bit, then try to improve your speed. How to improve your speed? Practice with the recitation of Minshawi, Sheikh Siddiq Minshawi. The Murattal one. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
The Murattal one. The one that recites this way. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This way. It's a speedy a bit. Flowingly. Very beautiful. Got it? This is the key to fluency. You gotta go with an audio. Without an audio, you can't be fluent. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
So, because my teacher was always telling us that you gotta be a good listener. If you wanna be a good reader, a good reciter, you gotta be
a good listener.
Got it?
Yes.
So when you listen, because our native language is not Arabic. So we are forced to read the Quran in Arabic, right? It's in Arabic. So if we want to read it really correctly, the way it is, we gotta read it with an Arabic accent.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read it by your own, you don't have that Arabic accent at all. You read it either in a kind of an English accent you have, an Urdu accent you have, or a Persian accent you have. Okay? So even some of the Arabs, okay? Those who are not, the Arabic, the Fasih one, the fluent Arabic, okay? The Arabic of the Quran. Those who don't speak this, those who speak in different dialects, it's difficult for them as well. They got to practice it. Not that difficult as it is for us. So if we want to have that beautiful accent in recitation and reading, we got to go with an audio because it's not our native language. Let's get it started. We'll go to Ayah 38 first and then 39. So Ayah 38, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ The first tajweed point. مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِ How do you read it?
مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِ
مَلَأٌ Tanween followed by ميم You merge them, right? The rule?
إدغام
قاعدة الإدغام Merging rule. مَلَأٌ Extend the sound as well. مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ Hassan?
من
قومه قاعدة الإخفاء إخفاء the hiding sound سخروا منه if you stop say it when you stop
من
that جيم allows us right حسن
yes
okay then قال إن تسخروا how do you say that حسين إن تسخروا
إن تسخروا
The light kind of ikhfa or ikhfa with light letter, yes. Got it. Minna fa inna nun mushaddad. I told you last session as well. Nun mushaddad, mim mushaddad. What do you do? How do you pronounce them?
We will prolong it.
With an extension plus?
Plus nasal sound.
Aghunna or nasal sound. Got it. So next one. Naskharu minkum again. Ikhfa. Kama taskharoon. Kha is a heavy letter. Next ayah. Fasawfa ta'lamuna man ya'tihi. How do you say it?
Man ya'tihi.
Ahsantum. Everybody. Man ya'tihi.
من يأتيه
عذاب يخزيه. How do you say عذاب يخزي. من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه. Everybody.
من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه.
أحسنت. ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم. How do you say this؟
عذاب
مقيم. Everybody. ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
أحسنتم. Now I will recite both verses. Listen and practice. Okay. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, try it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
حسري معلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه.
ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه.
See, it's not difficult, right? You don't need to raise your voice that much to kind of have those kind of vibrations, tahrir, yes?
Yes.
It's simple, very normal. Because he is not focusing on recitation here. He's focusing on fluency instead. Mm-hmm. And correct reading. Okay, let's continue.
قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كما تسخرون.
Pronounce the خ with a heavy sound.
خرون. فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
Take a deep breath if you want to correctly do it.
فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه.
See, I told you, take a deep breath. Use your mouth and your nose both, but more with your nose. This way. And when you read it, okay? And when you read it, okay, do not release the air with your nose, because it really, you will struggle. Okay, use it with your mouth. Look this way.
فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم حتى إذا جاء أمرنا وفارت تنور قل نحمل فيها.
I can go. Okay? When you take a deep breath correctly, the correct way, you have a long breath. You can go. Alright? This way. Even I could go to the next eye. So you can take a deep breath first. The way I told you. Use your nose and your mouth. Both. Go on. Not like this. Fully with your mouth. No. That will be a dry kind of air in your lungs. That will not let you read it completely. A kind of soft air should go into your lungs, okay? When you use your nose more, the air is filtered here. The air is? Do you see those hair inside your nose? They will filter the air beautifully. This is amazing. Do it.
فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
أحسنت. That's good. Better than previous one, yes?
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
ما شاء الله. That's it, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, thanks for being with us, brothers and sisters, up to the end. Thanks so much for being with us till the end, brothers and sisters. Masoom, Hussein, and Hassan, thank you so much for being with us in this session. Inshallah, we will be here with you. Stay with Arab English Radio, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you in this edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition, we will inshallah talk about the dua, the reality of supplication, its categories, and we will describe some of its effects. So stay with us. So my dear listeners, when we talked about the first constituent of supplication, which was the spiritual attraction, we told you that we have different traditions emphasizing on this issue that ad-du'a usilahul mu'min, the supplication is the believer's weapon, and of course many, many other traditions saying that we should ask the Almighty Allah to be given the chance of practicing supplication. We told you that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has asked Allah in many traditions to give him the chance of invoking Allah. And in the verse of the Holy Quran, we told you that the Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O people, you are the ones who stand in need of Allah, and Allah is the one who is self-sufficient, the praised one. So this indigence, dear listeners, does not mean the need for the appliances of life, like clothing, food, shelter, and the like. Of course, it's not talking about these things. Rather, by this poverty is meant the innate indigence, which is in contrast with the innate richness. The number of those people who can reach this state of mind in each century, is, of course, could be said that they are less than number of one's fingers.
Alhamdulillah, khaliq al-khalq, basit al-rizq, faliq al-asbah, dhil jalal wal-ikram, wal-fadl wal-in'am, alladhi ba'uda fala yura, wa qaruba fashahida an-najwa.
So those who reach this stage, where they know that they're always in need of Allah, they're always in need of asking for the favors of Allah, not just when they encounter the problems and hardships in their life, they will not just say that Allahumma ij'alni asulu bika 'inda ad-darura. They will not just say, Allah, let me resort to you when being afflicted with a calamity. They will not be stopped at this point. This is because they are under the permanent influence of supplication. They always know that if they stop asking for the Allah's mercies, if they stop asking for Allah's blessings, they could have nothing. They would stop even to be alive. There is not even a moment of negligence in those people's lives. They are always present, and no distractor may cause them lose their interest. The Satan has no way here, even in the initial stages, to let alone the loftiest stages of knowledge and cognizance. We read in the Holy Quran saying, قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He said, then by thy might I will surely make them live an evil life, all except thy servants from among them, the purified ones. In other words, that position is beyond Satan's reach. That couldn't be thought about. At this stage, the attraction and the connection between Allah, God, and His servants has reached the highest degree of elevation, the highest degree possible. Their supplication, oh my Lord, fill my heart with love to you and fear of you, is already answered. There is no place in their hearts for the Satan's penetration. This is simply because they are among the people who say, oh my God, let me be among those in whose hearts the trees of longing to you have rooted, and whose hearts have been occupied with your love. So to the best of grace they resort in the gardens of nearness and disclosure they delight, and from the ponds of love they drink.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. هر کجا کشتی آب آنجا رود. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. آب کم جو تشنگی آور به دست. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. تا بجوشد آب از بالا و پست. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the mercy will God will come towards you.
So, supplication is the attraction between the Creator and the servants, as we have emphasized many times during this version of the program. But by itself, it is a kind of worship as well. So, supplication is revealed to the servants, and we do not have to wait for the supplication to be responded. There have been numerous scholars when in the process of supplication thought on nothing else, and since they saw themselves as God's servants who were given the privilege to engage in supplication, they carried the order out and got busy engaging in supplication, and they never thought of the response. In this process, if their supplication were answered, they saw it as another asset that God would bestow upon them. So, as we told you, we have two assets in one. The first one was supplication. Having the chance of supplication is a success itself. And the second one was that when it is answered, it is another success as well. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. We're going to move on with different approaches on different constituents of supplication. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
From the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host, and Again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right. I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
Very perfect. Well, previously on Muslim Lady, we've been talking about an independent woman that is not impressed by money. And then we talked about what else could impress her if not money. Then we came to this conclusion that it's not only money that talks. Love has got a role to play as well. And in today's episode, we're going to discuss some other important things that could impress an independent woman.
So before we go ahead with further points, what a woman needs, decoding the password to her heart.
Yeah.
I would again focus on the love again. So a man's love basically for a wife is like a gardener watering his flowers. If the gardener provides less water than what's needed, the flowers will wither and dry out. So similarly, a man holds affection, whether due to pride or any other reason, he love and intimacy in the relationship will gradually fade. So regardless of the stress and pressure a man faces outside the home, he should never bring those problems into the household and allow them to affect his behavior towards his wife. And the more love and attention he gives to her, more harmonious home it will be. So when he returns home tired and exhausted, he should also be welcomed in a peaceful and comforting environment. It goes for both of them. So yeah, now going for another point, what she needs basically is his participation in the household affairs. So it's not just love, it's not confined to love that a woman should get impressed apart from financial security and then she'll get into marriage with a man. There are other things as well. For example, the basic thing I would say, like I heard many even celebrities saying that when they were asked why, what is this? She said the primary thing one gets married is to have children. Mm-hmm. Okay, then are the secondary and tertiary things, they come along. So yes, to have children.
Yeah. So we could add to love the urge for being a mother.
Yes.
To have children.
Yes.
Could inspire this independent woman to get a step towards getting married.
Yeah. Now the very important point is like, okay, these are the points that would impress a woman.
An independent woman that's got everything.
Yeah. Apart from the, you know, just she does not mean money. She does not need money. What else she needs? And now, for example, a woman is impressed, and now you're into this family unit. You have started a family unit. I would say it's not, it does not, the efforts do not stop. The biggest stereotype that exists in our mind is that, okay, we made efforts. Now she's mine. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
Efforts begin.
You only have to take actions in order to capture her heart.
Yeah.
Once it's in your hand,
then you
it's done.
It's a daily task.
Yeah.
It's a daily task. So like now, like for example, if you said you need to show that love and affection, for example, she gets impressed, then it's like it keeps on continuing. It's not just now, today.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, you just... You got engaged, you got married, and it's done. No, you have to keep on showing this love. For example, it's said that a man's love for his wife is like a gardener watering his flowers.
Mm-hmm. The love story you have started to inspire that independent woman in order to get married with you does not end once you get into the union of family.
Yeah.
You have to continue.
And then the expectations in the union of family are even more. It's not just... And now even in the family union, she needs some financial security or something like that. No, she needs way more things beyond that.
Exactly. So let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see what are the things beyond that she's looking for once she has entered that family union.